All right, welcome back to Who's Talking. This is Jim Hobgood alongside Frank Maloney, and we thank our first guest tonight, James Ferrier. Frank, he was terrific. What a great guy. Another just strong former University of Virginia athlete that we can all be proud of. We thank you for joining us tonight, and hope you'll continue to stay in touch. Call us if you wish at 345-0910. We got Wally Walker coming up at the bottom of the hour after the next break. But in the meantime, we want to describe our play of the game, sponsored by First Capital Bank, where people matter. Frank?
Well, we're going to look at the Syracuse game that just took place last weekend. The UVA defense had a tough time of it early, but then they locked down and held Syracuse in check for a period of 28 minutes and 23 seconds, beginning in the second period and carrying all the way into the third quarter, where the Orange did not score. Syracuse was up 5-2 early, and by the time they scored their sixth goal, they were down 9-6. Player of the game was made by defenseman Ryan Nizinalek. He kicked the ball back into Syracuse side of the field during a ground ball attempt just before the Orange were whistled for not advancing into the box. Steele Stanwyck, UVA's outstanding attackman, quickly scooped it up and scored midway in the fourth quarter in what proved to be UVA's 11th and final goal, which was just enough for the win. And let's face it, Dom Starcia has owned Syracuse in the regular season and occasionally in the tournament, and that was a good statement game for UVA.
Yeah, absolutely, and you have a feeling that maybe Virginia and Syracuse will play again somewhere down the road.
I think it's going to happen.
In a game that would be even more important than this one, but it was good to win this one 11-10 in a terrific lacrosse game, and Virginia moves to the number one position.
Which is exciting considering the number of players that graduated last year. Interestingly enough, even with spring break last weekend, the UVA lacrosse team drew 7,501 fans to Klockner Stadium, and that's a great sign for lacrosse, and looking forward to maybe bigger crowds for Hopkins and some others further down the road.
Yeah, and I got a break weather-wise. Sunday was a really, really nice day, given some of the weather we've had recently. But lacrosse, number one, baseball, number one. The tennis team ranked first, so a lot of success in the spring sports at this point in time over in Charlottesville.
The UVA lacrosse team plays VMI tonight, and then they head up to Cornell this weekend. And Cornell is number 8 in the country and was also a semifinalist in last year's – well, actually a finalist in last year's.
Yeah, they got to the championship game, I believe.
Which was a big upset for Cornell. But I think UVA has revenge on their mind this coming weekend, and hopefully they'll take care of VMI tonight in Charlottesville. We're headed for our second break. Taking calls at 345-0910, or you can send your questions to Who's Talking at Sports Radio 910. Looking forward to getting together with Wally Walker on the other side.